Here's an interesting story that we spotted the other day. It's about a couple in America who have decided to move to Ireland, which is nothing too unusual. But when they move into their new house here in Dublin, it will be the very first time that they see the house when they move in, which is really quite mad when you think about it. They are John and Patricia Perel. They're in Pasadena in California. Good morning, Patricia and John.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us. This is a really interesting story. Firstly, why have you decided, we'll get to the unique aspect of it in a second, but why have you decided to move from Pasadena to Ireland? Because to be honest with you, it's a dream of mine to move to sunny California, which always seems sunny and has lovely beaches and has a nice lifestyle, and there isn't quite as much rain as there is here.
Well, we're more the type that like colder temperatures. Even when we vacation, we always go to more northern type places. Wouldn't you agree, Patty?
Definitely. We're always, it's kind of like, I guess, that for those who live in the colder climates, they look to vacation in the Bahamas or somewhere tropical. So that's kind of our case, except it's the opposite. And honestly, I'm just not a fan of sunshine, blue skies year round.
Okay.
I know, call me crazy.
You are completely crazy. Every Irish listener right now is going, what? Get those people off the phone, they're crazy. No, but I have heard it said before that say, for example, tourists from Florida who come over here really love the relative coolness of the climate because it can be so humid. So anyway, you decided you want to come to Ireland, to move to Ireland, and you did, yeah. You kind of came over and you did a bit of scouting around and some investigation.
Yeah, we did two vacations, actually, less than a year apart. Let's see, the first trip, Patty, we were more on the southern part.
Well, we visited some suburbs around the south and around the north, but closer to the coast. And then the second trip, we decided to kind of do like a letter C around Dublin, around the outskirts of Dublin.
Hmm. And Patricia, had you considered the UK at all, or was there something about Ireland that drew you here in the first place?
We have considered England, for instance. We've considered Canada. Basically, for the past 6 years, we've just been patiently waiting once a year to travel outside of our country to go scout out some places that we like or that we think we like.
We looked at Iceland, but we just kind of looked at it.
Right.
Don't really want to live there.
Yeah. Most people kind of have a look at it and go, wow, that's an interesting country. Right, take me back home again. Okay, so tell me then, John, what was the budget that you had in mind for buying the house?
It was maxing out around
100,000.
Okay, so that usually could rent you a shoebox in Rathmines for about a week, given the current crisis at the moment in the rental market. And I know you did a bit of Airbnb, but then, you know, this is the interesting part. There is now, and I think it's a relatively recent phenomenon where you hire someone, they're kind of like an estate agent, but they're not, because they will essentially, you give them a list of things that you like to get from a house or that you want, they go and purchase it for you. But in reality, you don't know what the house looks like, you don't see it and you don't walk around it until the day you move in. Isn't that right?
Correct.
Yes, that's correct.
So Patricia, is that like does that scare you at all? Are you concerned that, you know, what if you walk in, you go, oh, that window is too big, there's too much light coming in?
Oh, no. No, not at all. No, we've seen plenty of pictures, and we fully trust our buying agent, Liz, who's just done an amazing job.
And John, were there a list of criteria that had to be met? Were there deal breakers? I mean, you know, a large lawn or a very powerful, reliable immersion?
just as far as deal breakers, was we didn't want to be too far from the train station. We left things kind of open as long as we could, you know, get to the train station and get to, you know, the heart of the city within a reasonable amount of time. I don't care being like 40 minutes out to get into into the middle of town. If it took that long, it wouldn't bother me. I mean, some cases here when I was working at another job out here for like several years, I drove an hour each way to work, sometimes an hour and a half.
Yeah. What do you work at, John?
Well, currently I'm working in a payroll company for the entertainment industry.
And Patricia, what do you work at?
I work for the healthcare industry as a graphic designer.
Okay, so these are jobs or careers that you can kind of, they're portable. You can bring them here and there. You don't necessarily need to be in a particular country, I guess, and it's a skill set that you can transfer. Patricia, I believe you also have a dog. You have a Malamute?
Yes.
Yes, we have an Alaskan Malamute, and she's a big girl.
I think the climate will probably suit in that respect, because it can get a bit cold sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure she'll love it.
So where have you ended up? Where is the house that you've never set foot inside? Where is that located?
It's roughly an hour, almost an hour north of Dublin. Should I name the town?
Oh, too. Yeah, don't worry. There won't be an invasion. People won't be waiting there to go, who are these strange Americans? It's scary, isn't it? It's scary.
Yes, it's scary.
Yes, it is scary. Yes.
Yeah, they speak a very rare form of Irish, Gaeilge, in Skerries, only understood by seven people, so just watch out for that. And the pubs stay open 24 hours. Did they tell you this? No? No, it is a lovely part of Dublin. All of Dublin is lovely. I'm sure you'll have a great time. It's a very bold and brave move, so I wish you well. I can't imagine myself that I'd have the guts to buy a house overseas without having set foot inside it physically and having a good gawk around the place. So look, at the best of luck with the move, and thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Oh, definitely.
Oh, thank you so
for
much.
Having us, and you're welcome to come over for dinner anytime once we get out there.
Oh, brilliant. What day? Next Tuesday. Okay, great. Right, I'll be over. I'll bring my dogs.
Okay.
John and Patricia, all thanks right. A million for talking to us. That's John and Patricia Perel in Pasadena, in California, and they went through huntersestateagents.ie.